All right, we're back. Good morning. About 9:20 here. Got the sun shining. A nice July morning. We're at 74 degrees right now. Getting on with our Monday talk around here. Got to talk with Mark. Gotta. He's our new Monday tradition around here from Dakota Cabinetry. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love having you in here because you bring me samples of things.
Well, you might as well take a look at some of the fun stuff in the store, too.
And I got to back up when I first got into the showroom. And I tell you what, folks, just head into Dakota Cabinetry. Have Mark give you a tour. You're going to be amazed at how the place has changed, how it's been upgraded. And I mean everything from flooring to cabinetry to countertops. We're going to talk backsplashes today.
Yeah.
Because that is a thing with people. And it's like when they're redoing the kitchen, the number one thing they're worried about with a lot of people, what's my backsplash going to look like?
Right.
Am I right on this?
Because
so many people have told me about it, too. It's like, well, you know, the other stuff's fine. I'll get to it. But let's talk about the backsplash.
Yes. You know, the new countertop that you picked out is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Well, how do you pair with it? What do you do with it?
Right.
You know, do you paint the backsplash? That's what, I mean, a lot of us do, right? You can get countertops that have a backsplash on it. Maybe it's a 4-inch backsplash that runs along the backside of it that looks like stone and matches your countertop.
Right.
But oftentimes, if you stack tile on top of that, it kind of makes it look like you made a mistake and you added the backsplash later. So let's plan for it. Let's put the countertop all the way up against the wall, and then let's pin a backsplash down on top of it and make it look like that's how we wanted it to go.
Okay.
We planned it some.
Well, you planned, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Yeah,
right?
And there's a misconception, too, with laminate countertops. Everyone thinks laminate countertops post-form. It has that 4-inch backsplash that rolls up on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get it with that. You don't. You can get it without that backsplash, and then, you know, let's put a fabric-looking subway tile on it, you know?
So you brought that in, and so that is a tile that actually looks like fabric, or is it fabric?
It's not. It's actually tile that looks and feels like fabric. You can feel the fabric on it, but it's not. It's porcelain tile. You can't stain it. You can't. It's bomb-proof.
This is amazing, because it literally does look like fabric, and you're right. It does feel like fabric.
Yeah.
But it's solid.
Yes, and it's still a subway tile, even though it's a fabric look to it, but that's how fresh and new a lot of these designs are in 2026.
Mark, is gray still kind of a hot color as far as kitchens and bath goes?
Absolutely. I personally think gray will always be kind of a staple color, mm-hmm, within the design community forever.
Right.
If you look at all of the traditional marbles and everything that we like to design with, you know, that, I mean, Michelangelo, the statue, that's made out of statuatorial marble.
Right.
I mean, those marbles are always going to be in. So what we've done now is we've paired materials that still, you know, emulate the same marble. But like, here's a glass piece. This is all glass, but you could put that on your backsplash and have that go right with your marble countertop.
That is beautiful. This is kind of like a mosaic pattern.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is all glass.
Yes.
This looks stunning. Again, this looks like quartz.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Absolutely, it does.
Okay.
And you know, the big thing too, if you have big veins or a lot of movement in your countertop,
yeah,
oftentimes you want to try to find something to pair with it. Maybe your countertop is, maybe it's not polished. It's all kind of a dull. So on your backsplash, you'll want something more shiny, something more reflective to kind of grab your eye back to that countertop.
Right. And the patterns, too. Talk about the patterns, too, because not only the colors, but the patterns and the textures,
yes,
that you can get in this. You really are kind of an artist in what you do there, Mark.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. And, you know, once you kind of get your countertop picked out, or you got your mindset on it, then it's kind of fun to pull something into pair with it. You know, even if it has the same style looks to it, maybe you want to go with a herringbone pattern instead of just your running bond like normal subway tile.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to lay everything on a 45. Sometimes you need just to grab your eye a little bit more and, you know, walk into your kitchen. Yes, I see all new countertops in there. Countertops are okay, but
right,
bam, that backsplash, you paired the right color to it, you brought the gray in. You know, you don't always have to design around the gray, but gray is an essential part of every, you know, every design, every color.
Well, so. And it is kind of a neutral, too, so you can pair a lot with it.
Yeah, warms or cool tones, you know, you can go either way with it. And just to find a creative fabric or a creative material to put on the backsplash to accent that countertop, that's where it's at. That's where the fun's at.
Do you and your staff get to watch people get excited when they come in there? I mean, they come in kind of overwhelmed going, Mark, I really don't know. But they sit down with you, and the more you put all this together, I mean, I'm blown away by what you're bringing in. Do you see customers just light up and go, now I'm really excited?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We like to check and see how much design the customer has inside of them. The intuitive design that they come to the table bringing ideas themselves.
Yeah.
And we'll let them kind of start. We want to help the customer, not try to bowl them into what we think is going to look good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll, whatever they pick out, whatever we find that their eye is attracted to, we'll start help, like pulling different materials in there too and start showing them things. But we like to go in sequence. It's best to, if you're picking out cabinetry, let's start there.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
Second, let's go after flooring and countertops. Let's get those two knocked out next, you know, because flooring is going to depict, you know, all of your countertops, all of your wood species, if you will, for cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to, you know, if you're into very, very dark woods and you want those on your floor, it's going to be hard for us to put a dark set of cabinets in there too without making it look too much like a cave.
Sure.
You know, we're going to want to put something white and shiny on that backsplash.
And lighten it up. Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly right.
I love that. I got to let the cat out of the bag here, folks. A lot of you probably didn't know. Windows.
Yes.
At Dakota Cabinetry. Tell us about this,
Mark. You know, that's kind of a funny story. We had a few kitchens get held ransom back in COVID times.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was the whole, we'll give you this kitchen to do, but we can't find a contractor to put these two windows in and my new entry door. So you can have the kitchen as long as you put in these two windows and a new entry door for us.
That's how it worked.
Well, and our guys, that's all they've ever done is put in windows and doors and build homes and pole barns and whatnot.
Right.
We just kind of focus on the higher end stuff, like the cabinetry, all, you know, the fine details, the trim work inside. And so, yeah, can we do windows? Absolutely. So because of COVID, I mean, we have accounts buying direct from Minn Kota Windows. And I mean, so it's all factory direct. We're saving you money by purchasing your windows and doors through us.
Sure.
But not only that, you've got our contractors putting it in. And I mean, good luck finding anyone more detail oriented than those guys.
Right.
You know,
no kidding. That is kind of a thing with them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's tough to go into places and not hear him talk about the details that, you know, on this commercial building or this whatever that they would like to fix. They like things done right.
Hey, I got to ask you a question because of what you do. Do you ever walk into kitchens or walk into a home and you're kind of looking around and you're going, ooh, I see possibilities here, or this, you know, they could switch this out with this, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Does that happen with you a lot? I bet it does.
Well, I mean, there's so many cool things that come out. Like right now is the time to be changing out anything.
Yeah.
I mean, the tile world has, the materials that they use now are just light years ahead of what they were 5 years ago. And the screen print on glass and all of it. And you can find so many more applications for the materials we have now than ever. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. And another great segment today. Thank you for bringing me all the looks. And again, folks, you're thinking of that remodeling project. You're redoing the kitchen, the bath, flooring, cabinetry, windows.
Doors,
the place to go.
Painting. A lot of times people have us tear out their soffits, of course.
Yeah.
Let's take our cabinets to the ceiling. That's kind of the big thing now. Taller cabinets are more expensive, but my goodness, they change the atmosphere of your home.
Yeah.
So we tear out a lot of that. Well, you've got some drywall work that needs to be done once we remove that.
Sure.
So, yeah, we put the drywall back on. We insulate it where it's missing, and we, you know, texture it, prime it and paint it and get it all done for you. That's a lot of what people don't realize that we do. We're general contractors more than anything else. I mean, we'll gut your whole office if you want and remove all the walls and completely go from scratch right on the drawing board, draw out your bathrooms, draw out every office and the cabinetry and allow people to see it with our drawings before they purchase too. And so it's, we're unusual. We do a lot.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Mark, again, thanks for stopping in.
Appreciate having it. Me.
And have a great week. And I can't wait for our conversation next week. Looking forward to it.
I'm excited. Good morning, Wapta.
Absolutely. Dakota Cabinetry, this is our spot every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with an Ag News.